Hey. Hey, come here.
Why are you out in the storm?
Oh, why, thank you for the compliment. But you didn't answer my question.
Why are you out when it's pissing rain? Isn't somebody protecting you?
Services?
What kind of... Oh. No. I'm not looking to get serviced tonight or ever. What kind of person would send their... Wait. You're not wearing a collar. Show me your wrists. I'm not gonna hurt you. So no collar, no bracelet. Who owns you? No, wait, don't run. Damn it. Come back here. Where do you think you're going? Hey, will you slow down?
Stop. I said stop.
Got you now. There's no way out of this alley. Why aren't you wearing any ID?
Whoa.
Easy. I'm not going to turn you in. Look. Taking out my phone, turning it off. I'm not going to call the police. Just talk to me, okay? Let's start again. I'm sorry. Where is your collar? You don't have one. Where's your bracelet? Don't have one of those either. I didn't think so. You must know that it's illegal for you, a boy, to be out here unescorted. But unmarked, too? Do you know what happens to boys who get caught? Are you trying to get taken in to court the lash? Do you have some sort of pain fetish? Okay. At least give me your name. R148. Oh, you're a compound boy. How long have you been out here? Seven months. Never been in this situation before. What to do? Okay. You're coming with me. No.
Shh.
Hush. I'm not taking you in. You will never survive the winter on these streets. Come on. How about you hold my hand? Take it. You know my phone is off. I can't call the police. You're bigger than me, stronger than me. We're in an alley. I'm not a threat. I want to help you. Will you let me help you? Okay. It's okay. Good boy. Come on. Your hand is freezing. The car isn't far. Come on. Okay. Here. Let me open the door for you. Get in. Okay. Watch your fingers. There we go. Nice and dry. There's a gym bag in the back with a towel if you'd like to dry off a little bit. So tell me, why did you run away from the compound? Everything you need is there. The guards? They did what? Where is your camp? No, relax. I'm not going to take you back there. I'm just gonna look into it. I have friends in high places, and this is not acceptable. Where are we going? Oh, my home, of course. We're going to get you dried off, get you warm, and get some hot food in your belly. And here we are. Yeah, you weren't far from my home. Come on inside. Mm-hmm. All right, first things first. Wet clothes off. No, not in front of me. I'm not looking to ogle you. But I do want you to get dry. The bathroom is down that hall, second door on the left. No jumping out the windows and running off, you understand? Good. Now go take a quick shower. There's towels in there. Get dried off, put those drenched things in the hamper, and I will bring you a robe in a minute. Go on. No, I'm not going to take advantage of you when you're naked. I'll be in a moment. You're safe. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to leave a robe right here, and I'm going to gather your wet things, and I'm going to start getting them cleaned. When you're done, you just come out to the dining room. I'm warming up some leftovers for you, and you can sit and eat, okay? There you are. Yes, I'm just drinking some tea. Wonderful. You clean up nicely, and you look warmer. You're not shivering. Why don't you come over and sit? Let's talk about what's going to happen next. Why are you sitting on the floor? This is what you were taught? By whom? Okay, things are going to be different. Get up and sit in the chair. Yes, we are not. You are not my slave. Better, now I can see you. There's lots to eat. I didn't know what you liked, so I kind of just heated up everything, and you can have it all. Assume that if you don't eat it, it's going to go in the trash, okay? Better. So, you ran away from your camp for reasons relating to the guards, and you have been on your own in the streets since. How have you not been caught? Oh, your services. You traded your body for some protection, I see. Okay. I can see that there appears to be some bruising on your neck. Is that accurate? Okay, I'm going to ask you to do something for me. Yes, you're very hungry. I want you to stand up and open your robe. No, just the top. I want to see your upper body. You heard me. Open it. Fuck. You stay right there. No, you are not in trouble. You stay. I'm going to get some first aid supplies. Fuck. Oh, I figured it might be bad. But I had no idea. You hold still. These bruises look like you were in a bad brawl. And what are these longer ones? Batons? Police batons? They are supposed to protect you, not... God damn. Okay, this should help you heal a bit faster. There, pull the robe back over your shoulders. What are you doing? Stand up. There may be a day that you kneel for me, but not tonight. If you must repay me, just doing as I say will work, okay? I want you to sit down. You got enough to eat, right? No, I will clean that up later. You have had it rough, baby boy. Go sit on that couch. Good. I'm going to sit next to you. I'm not going to do anything without your permission. Okay? You are not here to service me. Simply sitting next to you. Now, you want to repay my kindness. Okay? Then this is what I want. I want you to lay down. And I want you to put your head in my lap. No, you're not going to do anything like that. Turn your head away from me. Head in my lap. Chop, chop. Good boy. Now I'm simply going to rub your head, okay? Shh, 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 baby boy. Yes, this is what I want. You are repaying my kindness simply by resting for me. Oh, it's enough. Shh, shh, shh. Yes, it feels good for me to take care of you. I've been alone for a long time. Talk about that tomorrow, okay? I will look into getting some paperwork. And tomorrow, I want you to decide if you would like to stay here. No, 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 not as my servant. For now, you're simply a stray that I took in that needs protecting. Time to heal. Time to learn to trust. That's it. That's your job. Heal. Eat. Rest. And allow me to earn your trust. Rest. Rest. And we must think of a name for you. No. R148. Not a good name for such a cute, cute pet. Shh. Rest. We'll figure all that out in the morning. You just go to sleep to the sound of the rain, wrapped in a warm robe, safe, full belly. So glad you got into my car.